It is that time talk about what's hot and happening in the community, and it don't get no hotter than this, baby. It's Kansas City PBS is hosting a free film festival, and I love it, spotlighting Black filmmakers. It's going down this Saturday, 3 o'clock at the Truman, downtown Kansas City. We got to talk a little bit about this, and especially our film, The Diamond Jubilee. Ew, I'm on the line with my good friend, Kanala Phillips. How you doing today, sis?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Julie.
Absolutely. Anytime. Now, first of all, how did this project come about?
Honestly, it was one of those things where we were reviewing our content for the year. This was 2024, reviewing the content for 2025. And I saw we had these three films coming up. And, you know, I was familiar with the filmmakers. They're all regional Emmy Award winning filmmakers. I saw that they were scheduled kind of back to back. And I was like, how can we make this big? Like, how can we really not only give them a platform and showcase them and their artistry, but also kind of do something like with the community, in partnership with the community, you know, really bring folks into the fold to witness everything that they've been working on for the past year or so. So that was what happened. I pitched it to our team and they were down. They were really excited. And ever since, we've just been putting as much energy as we can into making this a really exciting and fun event for everyone.
All right. And I take it there's tickets still available.
Yes, there are tickets still available, but they are going fast. They're going fast. So you can visit kansascitypbs.org/realblack. That's R-E-E-L-B-L-A-C-K. And that's where you can find tickets and learn about all of the different sessions we have going on. And then we will be accepting walk-ins throughout the day. So definitely check us out and make sure you get your name in the hat so you can come meet us out at the Truman on Saturday.
Okay, now tell us about a couple of the films that we're going to see in the film, you know, makers, but also the very special one, the one that's ending last 75 years, our Diamond Jubilee of Carter Broadcast Group.
Yes. Okay. Well, let me give you the rundown. So we will be opening the event, like you said, at 3 p.m. with Land of Opportunity. That actually aired on Kansas City PBS last Thursday. Now, that looks at the U.S. Highway 71 project and how it displaced upwards of 10,000 families. And that film is by Nico Giles-Wiggins. Then we have The Potato King, and that will be coming on at 4:30 at the event, but it will be airing on Kansas City PBS this week on Thursday at 7 p.m. And that looks at the history of Junius Groves, who eventually became one of the richest men of his time as a potato farmer. Now, that film is by Jacob Handy. And then last but certainly not least, yes, we have Diamond Jubilee, a 75-year celebration of Carter Broadcast. Now, this is looking at the wonderful, the fantastic KPRS and the amazing history and path that the organization or that the business has forged as one of the oldest Black-owned, Black-operated radio stations in the country. And so that film will be screening at 6 p.m. at the film festival. And this is ahead of its premiere on Kansas City PBS. So the first time anyone will lay eyes on it will be at the film festival on Saturday, February 22nd at 6 p.m. And that is by a filmmaker named Carrie Rounds. So we're really excited about that film. And we're excited about all three filmmakers just sharing space with us. Yeah.
I absolutely love it. And I love the fact Carrie, you know, he got all the footage. Me and him had a scheduling problem, child, but I managed to get to Carrie. We had quite a conversation, so I'm anxious to see what he left in.
Good.
So, Kanala, once again, it is going down at the Truman this Saturday, kicking off at 3 o'clock. You still can get tickets by going to PBS, but they will be having people walk through. There's going to be vendors, door prizes, and just a lot of fun to celebrate Black film. Thank you so much, Kanala, for your work in this and highlighting Carter Broadcast Group as we celebrate 75 years. It's to see the story told over and over and looking at the times we're in where media and DEI and all that's trying to be stopped. It goes to show they really pressed because that was during the civil rights time, you know?
Yeah, no. And it's just interesting. I think what I, you know, I'm a transplant in Kansas City. And so being able to see these stories and just see how long people have been doing amazing work in Kansas City. I mean, across these different areas, these films are exploring. And then Carter Broadcast, like you mentioned, as a media company that has endured, you know what I mean, through all of these things. It's just fantastic to see. And it really makes, you know, at least me as a Black woman, makes me really proud of this place in the country and the people who are bringing these stories to the forefront.
Yes, and we got to tell them all, we will not be stopped. We won't stop. We can't stop. Thank you so much for what you do, sis. I will see you this Saturday. It's snowing tomorrow, so we're going to get together for lunch another day, girl. We're going to have to just wait till March.
We're going to have to figure it out.
All right, Kanala. All right, thanks for all you do. You too. Bye-bye.